I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Three Democratic candidates for governor are crisscrossing the state in search of money, volunteers, and, yes, of course, for votes. But a fourth person is now hinting at a run. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, former Wyndham Senator Peter Galbraith says he'd supply the progressive voice the field currently lacks.
Peter Galbraith says he doesn't have anything against Sue Minter, Shap Smith, or Matt Dunn.
Look, I think they're all good people. I think they would all be good governors.
The problem, according to Galbraith, is that none of these Democrats has embraced the key planks of a progressive agenda.
But they are really not articulating the broader themes that I'd like of a higher minimum wage, of economic justice, real campaign finance, health care.
Galbraith, who served two terms in the state Senate, is also a Democrat. But he says perhaps he'll be the person to assume the progressive mantle in the 2016 race for governor. And he says a platform that includes raising the minimum wage, ending corporate tax breaks, and resurrecting the push for publicly funded health care could provide the left with the candidate it's been seeking.
Even if one doesn't win, you know, one can create a debate, and the debate can bring politicians along to positions that I think are much fairer than what the system that we have now.
It isn't the first time Galbraith has toyed with the run for statewide office. In 2008, the Townsend resident publicly considered running against Republican incumbent Governor Jim Douglas. Galbraith, a career diplomat who formerly served as U.S. ambassador to Croatia under President Bill Clinton, decided against a run in 2008, and he would later serve two terms in the state Senate. Galbraith was a controversial figure in the state house, often bucking heads with party leaders over hot-button issues like physician-assisted death and universal health care. Here's Eric Davis, professor emeritus of political science at Middlebury College.
He was not always admired by all of his colleagues, who sometimes thought of him as a maverick who was more interested in personal publicity than actually seeing the legislature accomplish things.
Davis says there's definitely an opening in the Democratic primary for someone looking to court progressive voters.
Whether the number of those small people is large enough to elect a candidate in a four-candidate field is yet to be seen.
Morgan Daybell is the vice chairman of the Vermont Progressive Party. Daybell says he agrees with Galbraith that none of the current crop of Democratic candidates is upholding the values that progressives hold dear. But Daybell says the solution isn't to add another Democrat to the field. And Daybell says he's confident that the Vermont Progressive Party will have a candidate in the field by the time the election season arrives in earnest. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.